Now back for another episode of Libni Talks, where we talk about life, self-love, and self-work. And tonight, our special guest is a friend that I met during an NLP practitioner training that I've had 2 weeks ago. And she has empowered so many women through her free Facebook group, It's Rise by Nadine Mueller. And it is a free Facebook group, a community of supportive women encouraging each other through life's highs and lows. And I just love her. And while we're waiting for her, I just want to say hi to everyone who's here, because this evening we're going to talk about, you know, going through life's ups and downs. And if you have any question, go ahead and drop them down. And if you're going through something, yay, go ahead and comment. That would really add more value to this live. There we go. Now she's here. Yay. Wait, hold on. Wait, give me a minute. All right. So if you have any questions, let us know. Just put them down in the question box and we'll answer it tonight. Hi!
Hello! How are you?
How are you? I'm doing
great.
Good
to see you. Look at you, girl. Look at all that purple in the background. Oh, yeah.
I love the colors and everything else. How about you? How's your day? How's everything?
Yes, so good. Excuse the bananas in the background. That's my fruit bowl. So for anybody that's on Libni's page and you're new to seeing my face, I live in a caravan and I travel Australia with my family, two little boys and my hubby and our dog. And we just live a caravanning life. It's very liberating. So yes, hence why this is my fruit bowl.
Yeah, that's so cute. Anyway, I was just telling them earlier that I met you through an NLP practice that we did 2 weeks ago, and now I'm just really attracted with the energy and everything else. And if you to everyone who's gonna watch on replay or who's here tonight who doesn't know you yet, can you introduce yourself to everybody?
Yes, of course. So hello everyone, I am Nadine. I am also part Filipino, so if you're watching from the Philippines, I'm half. Hello. and I suppose, like a lot of people probably tuning in, hello beautiful, look at all these gorgeous,
hi,
gorgeous
guys.
Little comments. I wear a number of hats. So aside from being a mom and a wife, we're celebrating our 7th wedding anniversary this Sunday.
Wow.
Yes, I have. Well, in my former life, I was actually in the military for the last 14 years, or just shy of. And I had a side hustle, which was working online in the influencer marketing space. And 2 years ago, I decided, you know what, I'm going to change this hustle to a full-time job. So I decided to go all in on that and left a long career. Hello, Ashley. A long career in our armed forces in the military. So I was in the RAF, the Air Force, as a registered nurse. And I left that and took my life online, and I've never looked back since.
Wow.
Now, yeah, so that's that. So I've been doing that for the last number of years, and I've really gone through a very big personal and professional journey stage. And, well, that's an interesting question. Hi, Libni, I asked who is your president?
Later, we can do that later. Yeah,
yes.
Go ahead.
Now I've definitely moved into the life coaching and mentorship space, which is absolutely awesome. And hence, as we said before, how myself and Libni actually connected, which is really cool. And now I get to guide people to their absolute greatness and get them out of being really stuck, and start moving them to all the things that they wish and desire. Nads, what's bloody happening to you? So good to see you.
Hi, hey guys. Hello. This is so awesome. Yeah. So, first of all, I want to thank you for being here on this space with me and for, you know, sharing whatever we have.
Yes.
And I'm just so excited to talk about their opinions and everything else. And I know everybody's going to learn a lot in this episode, hopefully. So if you have any questions, go ahead and drop them down. There's a question mark button on below the screen, below Nadine. And yeah, so let's start. So now that we're talking. Yeah. That's so cute. So now that we're talking about going through life's ups and downs, we're going to go straight to the point. So tell me about the time that was really life-changing for you. And what was the lesson at that time?
Yeah. Look, I've had plenty of challenging times. probably alike many. And to rattle off a few in and alive now, I would be here for a very long time. But to note, my first one that I wanted to mention was my little less his cotton socks. So he's now two. But our birth journey was significant, was traumatic to the nth degree, and to the point where I wouldn't be here having this conversation with you, and nor would he. So it was a very life-altering, very life perspective-filled moment for me, but it was also the turning stone of some really, really cool stuff, because therein was an opportunity for change, because I had a second go at life. Yes, look at all you beautiful souls. My other challenge, which is probably more recent, would be I was caring for my elderly father who's 85 in a few days, actually. And we were caring for him at home for as long as we possibly could. He had a myriad of health issues, but more specifically, he has dementia. And I was caring for him alongside my mom, who had significant carers stressed and overwhelmed. And I was basically, his carer for 24/7. And it was a significantly difficult time. Very testing time, but one that was also filled with so much blessings, because I had this overwhelming sense of just pride that I got to look after my dad for such a long time, despite the struggles that it absolutely was.
So what do you do when you're like struggling, or you're in a situation where you feel like you're struggling or having a hard time?
What do I do? Look, I think for some people you look at life and life challenges in, there's a few ways to look at it. And for some people, they're like, oh my God, that's it. I'm at my cusp. What do I do? Or they kind of just unpack their belongings and stay there. For me, I definitely feel through things. I definitely have the moments where, and I used to not, but most recently I've come to know how important it is to work through them and to feel them. But don't unpack my bag and stay there and wallow in self-pity. It's like, cool, now what am I going to do? So I definitely move into sort of a solution base from there. But that's not for everyone. Not everyone can do that straight away. But I do believe that these challenges and things that we encounter in life most definitely can serve us. It's just how we move through them that makes the difference.
That's true. So when we talk about emotions or sadness, how do you deal with those kind of emotions? Hey guys, welcome.
Hello. It's just so nice, isn't it? How do I personally deal with it? Yeah, look, again, it's something that's interesting, because for some, as I mentioned, it's do you take it all in? Do you harbor anything? Yes, Queen, I hear you. Or do you see these challenges and emotions as light posts to go, cool, now what? And again, those emotions are there to serve us, and they're really important to grasp and understand or make sense of, so that you can move forward from them. And if we start to see these moments in time that are there not because, you know, instead of looking at it like, oh my gosh, what is my life doing to me? If we look at it as it is serving me, I've just got to find that service within it. Perhaps that's when we can change. Hi, Tiana. Yeah. So, I could go on and on with this, but it is definitely, it's if we can cultivate it at all costs, we can use it as an advantage. And it's not at the time. It's always in the time it follows that we see that there could be a silver lining in it. I know for me now and the journey that I'm on, it's been pivotal. My messes in the past have most definitely become my message. And my message now is so powerful, because I come from a place that has seen and been and involved and in, you know, encompassed challenge as well. And laced with all of that challenge has been so much awesome stuff too. And I think the difference is because I choose to focus on the stuff that's been those untold amounts of awesome. And so that's, you know, that's what I choose to focus on the most.
So you were saying about the message, and I want to know, or can you elaborate more, what message you're bringing to everybody right now?
The message that I'm bringing, these are really good questions, by the way, Lydney. The message that I'm bringing to people right now is the answer to unlocking anything, absolutely anything. And that's whether it's in business or personally or professionally or in relationships or anything, right? The thing that actually unlocks any of that going well is actually us, and that we are the cornerstone and the pivotal moment in all of that. So if we look after us and we come from a place of serving ourselves first, then all those other things can be in flow after that. And that's not to say if we don't look after ourselves that things don't happen or that businesses can't be successful or relationships can't work, because that's not the case. But I truly believe that they are less a path of resistance when we are in a good space here.
So now that I've noticed, because you're very confident and, you know, you speak so good and everybody's seeing you as a confident person, I want to know, when did that start? And did you ever have a time where you were not that confident? And how was the transition to becoming confident? Can you tell us about that time?
Yes, Chris. Love it. So glad you're here. Have I always been confident? Look, I truly believe that it was ingrained in me from a little girl. I always, and what I mean by that is responsibility was from the get-go for me. I didn't have parents who held my hand, or like I knew that I had to make life as it was, and there was no one that was going to do it for me. I wasn't going to get served anything on a silver platter. Life was going to be what I made it for myself. So I think from a very young age, I understood really quickly what I needed to do. And at that time, when I was little, I'm not talking about now as an adult, but I really shaped that sort of space of stepping into me at any given time as a little girl, and then stepping into an adolescent and moving forward. So there you go, someone that went to school with me. Hi, Camille, so good to see you. I truly believe that whilst it was taught, it was almost ingrained as well. And it was through, because no one was going to do it for me, I was going to have to just do it myself.
That's great. So what about for people? What can you say to people who doesn't have that same confidence as you? How can they start being confident with themselves as well?
Yeah, confidence is a hard one, isn't it? And especially, well, it's hard if you choose it to be hard. Confidence is one that at any given time we can lose. And I think, and that can be dependent on circumstances, that can be dependent on something that goes on in your life. That can be, I was talking with a woman today, and she, and I actually known her from a past life, and she had so much confidence prior to me talking with her today. And all of these things in her life has happened very, almost at the same time, like a collision had happened for her. And this is someone that was uber confident, right up there with being confident. And then life just knocked her down. Relationships, then a career change, a transition. There were just so many things that went wrong for her. And so you've got people that can be confident at any one given time. And at any moment that can change. And it can be a myriad of a few things. And I think where I'm going with this is that confidence needs to continue to be learned. And it's kind of like kindness, and it's kind of like being a good person. They're, whilst they're ingrained, it's, you've just always got to, if that's part of your value set and wanting to be confident is what you want to do, you've got to work on that, right? Being confident or trying to be positive all the time. If you want to be those things, like a lot of things in life, welcome. Like a lot of things, we need to work on them day in, day out. Like a muscle in the gym, right? If you want to get bigger and better at something, we've got to employ them all the time. So yeah, so that would be my message. If someone wants to be more confident, do the things that scare you about being confident.
True.
look at yourself in the mirror. Start talking to yourself and start telling yourself what you need to do. And you know, everyone's got to start somewhere. And I should preface this, that people that you're looking around at and go, man, she's so confident, just remember that a lot of those people are actually the furthest thing from confident. They're just very good at being confident.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much. And sometimes we just need these kind of people to inspire us so that we can also, you know, take into consideration that if she can do it, I can do it too. So yeah, that really helps.
100%. 100%.
Hey guys, hello. So now that we're talking about going back to the topic, going through life's ups and downs, how do you see life now?
How do I see life? I see life as an incredible gift that is short, that needs to be cultivated, that at any given time, it's a privilege denied to many. It is a, oh, just so you know, I've now got, thank you, Bexy boy, a privilege denied to many, or a privilege that gets cut short way too early. And if that's not our opportunity to go, I've got one life, hang on a second, do I enjoy what I do? No. If your answer is no, most of the time, because let's just say you can't be happy in your career or in your job or in, you know, it's like mothering. You don't love mothering all the time, but you love it most of the time, right? So if you can wholeheartedly say to yourself, I don't love what I do, and you say that more than you don't, then it's time to change. And I wanted to say that because I think that's the most thing, because we spend a lot of our time working, don't we, to make a living, unless you're really lucky and don't need to work ever. And so the way I see life is, if you are one bit not satisfied in some areas of your life, whether that's career or relationships or circles that you're in or pastimes that you're in, hobbies that you're in, then it is time, because there will never be a better time than now, to change it.
So what do you think hinders them from actually doing it?
Staying within comfort zones, going, you know what, this is just easy. Living from a place of, well, this is what I'm meant to do. My parents did this. Or coming from a place of, well, what else could I possibly do? Gone are those days. Those days are gone. The days where you have to stay in the same career and be a nurse for 20 years or be a lawyer for 20 years or do X, do Y, do Z, they're all gone. At any given moment, you can change and you can start again.
So what can you say to those people who are afraid of actually doing something that they really love because of the fear that they have?
To not stand there just going, oh, but maybe, oh, to stop the fear of going, I couldn't possibly do that, or I couldn't possibly have what they have, to back yourself. That's probably, because again, what it comes down to is here. And you can, if you come from a place of here, you can literally conquer anything. So don't stand. I shared a live recently about not standing at the top of a water slide going, oh, the water might be a bit cold. Oh, I know, right? They are good questions. Not standing at the top of the water slide, just being like, I'll just put my toes in for a bit. I'm not going to get my hair wet. How about we get our freaking hair wet? We get right on in there and enjoy the ride, because we know what it's like to stay comfortable. We know what it's like to stay doing what we're doing, because we've been doing that for however long.
True.
How about we go in, we go all in, we back ourselves 110% and know that there's no fall that we wouldn't be able to climb back out of? How about if we operated out of that space? We operate out, yes, Paula, we operate out of the space of just back yourself, and no matter what happens, there is no failure. There's what, Livni?
There's no feedback. Failure. There's feedback, sorry.
I was there's like, only feedback.
I feel like I'm hypnotized, but whatever is it?
yeah, that was when I put you under a hypnosis.
She did hypnosis in me. Oh my God, you should have like sessions with Nadine about hypnosis. Like, it was crazy. Anyway, going back.
to just dive on in and just do it and back yourself and know that there's nothing that you cannot come back from if you've made an error in judgment. Just
that's
do it.
True. Yeah. So what are your like actual steps? If there's someone listening now, like, yeah, I want to do that, but how can I, like, what's the first step for me to actually go out there? Because it's really scary. Like, I know I have to back up myself, but what are the practices that I should do every day, or, you know, give me the courage to put myself out there? What are those?
Bloody hell, Livni. This is called chunking down, everyone. And chunking down in the questions.
And that's what I do.
So wherever you are, Chris, in this, she's asking cracker questions. The very first... right? Yeah, really good question, because going from A to B, or even A to Z, to make a big life choice, for example, is really hard. And it's hard if we choose it to be hard, but it is absolutely hard. Yes, I'm going to need to hear this answer come at me, Nadine. Okay, good. It's so funny, because I'm literally seeing Livni go, nah, I need a chunk down from this. And I think what we need to come back to is the power of, we are thinking that those steps are huge, all right? Mm. We are always going, oh, how am I, that seems too large for me to even comprehend. True. We've got to remember that we've got to come back to all these tiny little steps that we create builds momentum. True. And if the first step is literally leaning into that thing that feels uncomfortable, whatever that thing is, right? Then that is the first step. And sometimes just the decision to do something is the first step. And I encourage anybody with any decision that they make that they voice it and they tell someone. Why? Because that's called accountability. And if you've got a social media platform, you tell people. because that will push you. And then, you know, again, put people in your corner to support you in any shape, way, or form. And whether that is colleagues that are working in the online space with you or in your workplace with you, if that is friends, family outside of your initial sphere, then do that. Or if that is more profoundly having people in your corner that this is their bread and butter, they coach people, they mentor people, and or they mentor groups, then do that. Whatever you feel called upon to have someone take you along for the ride in order for you to take bold action, that's what you need to do. But yeah, to answer your question, it's about, let's not think about the huge steps, because all the little steps that we make, they account to that big step. And anything huge that happens, like when I think of my journey over the last couple of years, people are like, holy shit, you have literally changed, redirected so much, and a complete pivot. And whilst that looks like that to everybody else, there's actually been thousands and thousands of micro steps, let this land,
true,
thousands of micro steps before getting to here. So many, it's not even funny. And so if I was to even think that I was going to get from there to now here in one simple step, no way, because that's just not life and that's not reality.
Yeah, I love that. Because a lot of people are stuck to where they are because they want to like get the big chunk of the whole picture, but they forgot that you have to really go to the small things first before you actually get there. And these small things will actually lead you and build you the muscle, like what you said earlier, to actually get there. And when you're there, there's going to be another challenge. At least you've already built that muscle when you're already there. So yeah, a lot of people are scared because they just started focusing on what's bigger and they forgot that, hey, I can take these small steps for me to actually get there. So yeah, I love that so, so much. Yeah. So
good,
what advice? And what advice? Go ahead.
Questions, throw them out. Throw them out.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have a lot of questions, but it would be great if we hear from you guys. If you're going through something right now, this is the perfect time to ask. Because we're here. Yes. So anyway, what advice can you give to someone who is having a hard time right now, whatever issues they have in their life?
Again, to some people in that point in time, it's like they could have the most of tunnel of visions and it might look super, super murky. But and there's just some things that you say to people in those moments and some things that you definitely do not. But broadly speaking, yeah, what moisturizer are you using? That do you mean on my skin? I don't know. It's probably sweat from the day. I don't know. We're back to the basics in van life, okay? Where was I up to? What was I talking about? Giving people advice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And broadly speaking, it's about there's actually no challenge that's too hard that you can't overcome. Like we think of all the people, you know, and not to say that we look at other people too and we need to emulate that. But if you think of all the things that people endure in a lifetime and the challenges, look, over the last couple of years that people have had, that people have gone through, yes, and then come out the other side of, there's nothing too small or even too big that people cannot build resilience from and move forward from. And I want to say that often it's the people that have gone through big things and have gone through hard life collisions. When they come out the other end, they're scary. Why are they scary? Because they have got serious drive, passion, and purpose. They've uncapped a whole new thing. So when people are living at their edges, and that's what I call this, when they're right on the edge of something, and what I mean by that, they're going through a really big, challenging time. That's also a time when I look at it, and it's weird for people to look at it, and I wouldn't be like, you're about to be having a mate, you know, you wouldn't necessarily say that, pending where they are.
Yeah.
But I look at that as opportunity, because on the other side of things going wrong, at the other side of all things falling to pieces, are brand new openings. And like an onion, I call it an onion layer, and all the onion or the layers come off the onion, and there within is this beautiful bit in the middle. And if we're willing to work through all of that, magic happens on the other side of that. So yeah, it's just about installing things that they can go, cool, I've just got to get through it. Because a lot of things in life, you can't walk around it. You can't go this way or that way. You've just got to go through it, right through the guts. So
that's
it's
true.
About supporting that person all the way through, allowing them to surface from that when they're ready. And then from there, that's like the perfect time. That's the landing zone, launching pad for them to actually do something remarkable.
Onions make me cry.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
yes.
the reason why I tell people, like, you know what, if you have something, if you have a dream, and if you want to do something, then just go do it. Because when you're there, you have no other choice. But like, I have to survive. And, you know, we always go through life's challenges. It's just
yes.
the fear of us, you know,
yes.
it's just the fear of what if I fail? What if it's like that? But we learn through those fears. And we become a much
yes.
more better person when we're after
100%.
That fear. And when you do it. Yeah.
100%.
So, now, there's a comment
here.
Yeah. I have struggled to find the one thing I love to do for a career. I just don't seem to like anything enough. I don't know how to focus in my direction. Yeah, that's a good insight. Yeah.
Yeah,
what's your comment on
it.
That?
Yeah, look, you know, I talk to people every day about this because people in their 30s, 40s, 50s even, I spoke to a wonderful lady in her 50s that was like, I actually don't know what I want to do. And you know what? I think that's okay because For her in particular, she devoted her whole life to being a mum and actually never found who she was and lost herself along the way. And I attributed a lot of this, and whilst that's really admirable, right? Her whole life, she was like, I know I nailed mothering. And then now my child is old and, you know, and is got their own wings and they're flying and doing their own thing. And now I'm lost, right? And the thing was, she focused so much on everybody else around her that she lost who she was. And that's not to say, Jess, that that's where you're at. But the only way that that will be found and that will be discovered is purely by finding, coming back to the center. Hello, Renita.
Hey, Renita.
Is coming back to the center and finding out the things that make you tick. And then building out from that, what is it that you enjoy? Is it creativity? Are you in a line of work right now that doesn't serve you or doesn't, you know, you're someone that comes from, you know, a girl I was talking to today, she's been living in, or she's been a pilot for how many years, and she's now wanting to open a fashion label. And I thought it was just so incredible that she's gone from like that aerospace dynamic to she's actually a creative and she wants to create clothes and styling and all of this stuff. And she realized that her whole life she actually was trying to do one thing, but she was actually a creative and she wanted to do that, and that filled her cup. And it's interesting because the things that we find are our hobbies. So I hope you're still listening. The things that you find are your hobbies that you really enjoy on the weekend. That's why people say it shouldn't feel like work. It should feel like something that you really love, because when you really love what you do, it feels like a hobby or a pastime that
That's
you
true.
Get to do full time.
That's true. And when you do what you really love to do, you won't feel like you don't have any focus or direction because it's something that you really wanted to do in the first place.
Yeah.
So the confusion is like, for me, it's not, you know, you're doing something that it's not really aligned with what you really want because it is, if it was, you wouldn't be feeling that way. Yeah, that's for me. How about you? Yeah.
Yeah, no, that is well said. And it is something, you don't find what you want to do overnight. And sometimes you go through 7, 8, 10, 12.
That's true.
I've had a number of careers. And it is just one of those things. And you've got to remember that life also changes. So it's okay to close a door on one thing. Thanks, Jess. Awesome. And I hope that landed. And it's okay to close the door on one thing if that is all you've known and it's now no longer serving you, and I put myself in that boat because that's happened to me, then it's time to move on to other things. Until such time that you don't know, I encourage you so much to just try different things. And
that's
that
true.
Seems scary, and it might mean a pastime or a hobby on the weekend or looking up something to do on the weekend that you're like,
that's
cool,
true.
I just want to see what that's about. Going to a event, or it might be going to
exposing yourself, yeah.
Yeah, literally, because how are you going to know by continuing to do the same thing that you're doing? So it's just, again, it comes down to here and taking action.
I've noticed that you're really someone who is fearless. So I've noticed that, like, I don't know.
I think
but
I'm
like,
fearless.
Yeah.
No,
and that
I don't
makes,
think. I know.
I know that you're fearless. And yeah, I think that's what everybody needs to know. Now, once you get away and get rid of the fear and just actually do it and whatever's there, that's when you become, you know, you're really living the life that you should be. And it's going to be scary, but once you do it, you'll find relief after you do it. And one thing that really helped me on this journey is finding the right tribe to support you in whatever you're going through. Because, yeah, that actually empowers you to, hey, what I'm doing is actually right. And there are actually people who are supporting me on this journey. And that feels so great and helps you to keep moving forward. So, yeah, speaking about that, Nadine has a tribe. If you haven't joined yet, can you talk a little more about the Rise?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm like, which tribe are you talking about?
The Rise. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. I have a wonderful Facebook community called Rise by Nadine Muller. And the ethos is, you know, we rise by lifting others. And that's what that group is about. It's simply a support group and one that any woman, it doesn't matter if you're a mom or a student or a mature age student, or your kids are growing up or you don't have kids, or your kids are in the form of, you know, they've got fur all over them. That's also okay. It's for any woman who wants to be and feel connected online and can ask any question. There's also an anonymous piece on there, so you can, and that's probably the most questions come up anonymously a lot, actually. And it's just such a beautiful, safe and sacred space, and one that I'm very privileged and honored to host. And not just that, hi Nicole, good to see you. And not just that, I get to be the conduit between thousands of women every day to go to a place and feel supported. And on the most part, it's complete strangers. And that's the power of community. And that's the power of internet. And why do I know this? Because I've had all these incredible, meaningful conversations in my DMs with all of these women. I knew I had to connect them all together. And that's where and how Rise first existed and how it was brought to life. What about downtime?
Downtime brought by life? So we have a question from my friend. Hi, Oi. What about downtime brought by life yet left a traumatic experience? How will you be able to cope with it? Especially when that traumatic experience also led to depression.
What about downtime brought by life?
Yet how will you be able to cope with it?
What about downtime? Can you just explain the downtime bit? What about downtime? Or do you mean downtime once you've experienced
Yeah, the
something?
Depression
Sorry,
time. Yeah. I think that's it. Like, what's how do you cope with that downtime brought by life that left a traumatic experience? How do you cope with those things that led with depression?
Okay.
I think that's it.
So, yeah. So, basically, I'm seeing that as, are you saying that the time after a period of adjustment or something going on, how do you cope with the downtime when you're thinking about it all the time? You're taking it, Libni?
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, if it's anything of that nature, I hope and I trust that you've got professional people in your corner, and that definitely goes outside the scope of what we're talking about tonight. But in any case, most definitely, it is in that time after. And that's the funny thing about trauma and trauma-related circumstances, is at any given time, you can be completely fine and think, you know what, that traumatic experience didn't even faze me. And interestingly enough, it can surface. And this is something that happened to myself and my husband post our traumatic birth with our child, because we were completely fine for like 6 months. And arguably, we were actually on two different timelines where then I was okay and wasn't, and my husband was and then wasn't, etc. And so it's really interesting because trauma looks so different to everybody. And so whether or not it spikes here or spikes here and then pans out and then goes on a huge spike, no one can sort of dictate that but ourselves. And what I mean by that is to understand that we're going through that phase of grief or trauma or whatever that looks like. And it's really that self-accountability and responsibility to self to ask for help, and in those times lean into the supports that we have, and in those times do the myriad. So this is what I called layering in my situation, where it's not just the physical support or the professional support, but it's self-help. It's doing all the things that you can possibly do to support yourself in the scenario, because you can have the best psychologist, the best life coach, the best mentor, the best partner, the best, all the people in your room and sitting at your table to support you. But at the end of the day, if we can't, you know, if we can't take that self-accountability to support ourselves first and foremost, and if that's simply just surviving, right, then that's what we've got to do. And yeah. I hope that that lands in the most, in a way that serves not having known the full story. Yeah.
So I have a question regarding self-accountability. How do you do that? Like, how do you really take care of yourself?
In terms of self-accountability? Look, yeah. I think it's, we simply can't go, oh, a little bit of like, I'm going to get my nails done. I'm just going to do my hair or something. And that's called self-love or self-accountability or looking after ourselves. It's so much larger than that. And it's so much more than just schedule something once a week. It might be something, or it's not might. You're welcome. You're very welcome. And always happy to chat outside of that. And so, yeah, that whole self-love piece and that whole self-accountability piece, that's not a once-off. That is a continual thing.
Yes.
It's about understanding that just like that, you can come off and put yourself last again. And this can be the people that are usually really good at it. That's me. And sometimes I have to pick myself up and go, hey, you're going back to old ways. And it's really important. And I think that's where, you know, accountability can be your best friend, because you can come back to the center and go, oh, I'm doing that thing again. Hang on. Put yourself first again. Remind yourself that we need to be there again. And then you potter along again and you go along. But it just old habits die hard.
That's true. I love that. Old habits die hard. And when you help yourself, you really have to know where everything is coming from and be more gentle with yourself when you're going through the process. And just allowing yourself to feel, because I think most of the people suffer because they don't allow themselves to feel the emotion when it's part of everything, it's part of life, and you have to go through it. And it's only when you accept that you're going through it and you feel the emotions that you start to let go and, you know, just express whatever it is, you know, because some people are really stuck because they don't know how to express themselves, or they feel like it's bad to feel sad, it's bad to feel angry, it's bad to do this, it's bad to do that.
No way. And it's like we should, in every facet of that word, change that narrative, because it's really important to, and because I can guarantee that if we don't allow those things, if we don't let those emotions, we go through that, and if we only put it in, I call it a backpack of baggage, and if we continue to put that in the backpack of baggage, it will surface up in some shape, way or form, knowingly or unknowingly, in one way or another in your life again. So do you want to deal with that again and deal with the behaviors and all the things that come with that again and again and again? Or do you once and for all want to take that out of your backpack and piss it off for good?
Yeah, that's perfect. What question would you ask yourself when you're in a difficult situation? Curious.
What question I would ask myself?
Because they say that the quality of your questions determines the quality of your life. So sometimes it comes with a question. So what question would you ask yourself?
my unconscious mind is, I'd be like, fuck, okay, how the fuck do I get out of this one? Back yourself, let's go. That's the kind of shit I'd be saying to
myself. It's a fighter mode, like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
I move into that straight away, because I'm about action taking, and a path of least resistance. So, and I know with me, waiting doesn't, you know, I'm that's all about true. The pauses and making sure that we make very intentional and conscious actions. But I am also a firm believer of moving, because moving is better than being stagnant.
That's perfect. Yeah, I love that. Like, why are you here? Now let's get out of here.
Yeah, it depends what the situation is. Yeah,
but like most of the time, because not all people are like having that same mindset. And I'm just here to tell anybody who needs to hear this that you can have that same mindset. It's safe for you to get out of that comfort zone and just, you know, experience life as it is and enjoy life, because you're not here to suffer. Most of the time you suffer because you decided to suffer, right?
Love that. That landed. That was good.
Yeah. So another question, what is your life mantra? I'm not sure if it's a life mantra that keeps you going.
I've got so many. Look, I think ultimately no one's coming to save anybody. You're only going to save yourself. Happiness lies in here. So look after here. Look after number one, and happiness will be all around you.
Aw, that landed to me too.
No one's coming. No one's coming.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know what I mean?
I'm curious to know, like, for everyone's benefit, how does your day usually go? Because we want to hear from Donadine Muller. How does my day normally go?
Yeah, that's good. So, again, if you're new around here, I live in a caravan. So, my day is different in the face that, and now more than ever, you helped me do this, Libney. Remember how we did a session in reading things that we didn't want to do anymore? And that was making sure that I didn't look at my phone as soon as I woke up in the morning and had some time with my family. And I am usually very cognizant of that and someone that is like, nope, set myself boundaries, set myself my own little rules. More recently it was just coming back in. And so, yeah, honestly, now it's phone is away, phone is gone. And let the kids all come up in the bed, sometimes the dog, just living this very simple van life. But yeah, mornings are about family time and just doing the things that are so simple but are actually everything. Yeah.
And then how do you end your day? Like, have like rituals or whatever it is that you do, like, ooh, or something like that?
Ritual, look, honestly, it's the same sort of thing here. We end up, like, my eldest is on our bed with us now, and we usually have a cuddle until he goes to bed, then we move him. Otherwise, he's in our bed, then hubby and I never get any time together, or sometimes my husband is in the bunk, which is pretty funny, and then the kids are with me. But I like to start the day and end on the day with what is most important, that is my family and being wrapped around them, so... That's the easiest and simplest way to put it, because that is my priority and that comes first, and that's how I start and that's how I end. I encourage everyone to do the same, because all of the stuff outside of that,
that's so matter. Beautiful.
Yeah. Does not matter.
It resonated and landed with me today.
Yeah.
So
you probably just also... get people answering that with like, okay, and then I listen to this and then that's bare and simple. That's it. Anybody comment to that? Is that what do you do? And I encourage you to think about how you start your day and how you end your day. And if how you start your day and end your day doesn't have your first and uttermost priority in there, then I encourage you to change that.
That's beautiful. Like, I think that's what everybody needs to hear, that you have to really know what you prioritize, because like most of the time, a lot of people are just checking their phone mindlessly. And then it consumes their day and they just forget what's more important for the, you know, why are we actually living? Why are we actually here? You know, we're here to
100%.
Connect. Yeah. And moving forward, how can you spot red flags on what's going on with your life? Is this a legitimate question? Yeah. Red flags. Every question red is flags. Welcome.
Yeah. Bring your questions. You know, I think there's nothing better sometimes than our own gut and intuition. And if something doesn't feel right, trust that if it doesn't feel right, it isn't right. And whether that's putting a boundary to something that doesn't feel right, then that's what you need to do straight away, then please do that. But I think there's things that are like red flags straight up that that is very knowing, you know, and it's out there and forthcoming. And there's some things that just play that line and they're on the cusp. And with those ones that you feel are on the cusp, I always say err on the side of caution and make that a red flag. And trust that if something is feeling wrong, then it probably is.
Yes.
And is that a legitimate question? Absolutely. You're asking it for a reason. So take from that what you will and trust your gut that if you feel something is not right, then it's not right.
Yes.
And remember that when it comes to boundaries, boundaries look different from one person to the next. So someone might feel like a distance boundary or a physical boundary or an intimacy boundary, where, however you want to look at boundaries. For some people, that can be really polarizing. Some people can be really okay with certain things, and some people are like, that's the boundary. So it's okay with how you set your boundary and what you consider are red flags, because it might be a semi-pink flag for someone else.
Here's another question. How do you handle people that drags you down?
Hi, Jello. I cut them out of my life.
Yeah, same.
I cut them out of my life. Yeah. And that's not to say I just go cut and I say, no, it's not that, but they're out of my life. Yeah.
Just like, we have the same comment. Like, I just let them go. Like, my validation will always come from me.
Yeah.
And I protect my circle.
You always have choice. More than you realize. You have more choices in life than you can even wildly imagine. And until we start to go, that actually comes down to me. And when we operate from a space of knowing that we have choices, powerful.
Yeah, you take control of your life and you enjoy life because you know that you have the choice to make it or break it. Yeah?
Yeah.
Hope that helps. Yay! So we're down to the last two questions. If you still have questions, go ahead. We're here to answer it.
Yes.
Curious to know. Yeah. I'm curious to know who are the people that inspire you? What do you listen to? What books are you currently reading?
Ooh. Yeah.
We want to know. Yeah.
You know, people would say, I don't know, Oprah or Mother Teresa. She's unreal. She was unreal. Is unreal. But no, you know what I'm going to say here, people that are, what I'm going to say is colleagues, friends, people that work online, people that I've come to know really well, because they are paving, yourself included, in the coaching space, in the influencer marketing space, those that are showing up that I see, those that are within my sphere, and even my clients, my life coaching clients, because therein I am seeing people giving shit a go and giving stuff a crack and just taking hold of this one short life and just doing what they can with it, asking for help, showing up, getting into the uncomfortable, doing all of those things. And there's so much merit in that. There's so much merit. And that actually inspires me. And that inspires me. Why? Because there's people out there that with much less than us or much more than us, just going, you know what, if I don't be the catalyst to positive change in my life, then who will? And I love that. I love when people operate from that space. So they truly inspire me. And, you know, I think we can all look around and actually not get sexed up about all the big people that are making it and all the big people that inspire you. Look around your circle and look at the people that are sitting at your table and look at all that they are doing and achieving every day. From a personal standpoint, from a professional standpoint, from what they do and who they are and what value and human, you know, value that they are so wonderfully in, and let that inspire you.
That's a good
And as for books, I'm reading again Atomic Habits at the moment.
Yeah. Yes.
Which is by James Clear. Yeah. Yeah.
Love that. Learning so much from this. If you're learning so much, go ahead and show us some love. Anyway, so this is the final question. We're down to our final question. So there was one that you didn't notice the time.
Yeah, I don't know. Who cares? Time
is an illusion. It doesn't exist. Anyway, so if there was one advice that you can share to someone right now who's going through life's ups and downs, what would it be?
It won't just be one, Livni. That you can rise above any bullshit, that you can start again, that you can literally from any rubble go, all right, strap in, let's start. We're going to start from zero, but we're going to get real far again. From any rock bottom, even that you're rock bottom, you can. And you just, it's about backing yourself, going all in, and just knowing that there's no fall that you can't save yourself from. Wow. I think that's what you got to tell people when they're in the pits. When they're in the pits, they need to know that they can come out of it. And the only way that they can come out of it, the only person that they can save or that is going to do that is them. You can have all the right people in your corner, but ultimately it's you.
Nadine Buller, everybody. I love everything that you said. That really hits home. And I'm really happy to hear everything. I know that there's so much more that we can talk about, but we have to wrap it up. And yeah, yes. Thank you for being here, Paula. So,
thank you,
yeah,
Paula.
Before we do end, they want to invite everybody what you're doing, what are your offerings, and, you know, so that they can know what you're up to right now.
Go you, Liv. Jeez. Yes, so, oh gosh, I do a number of things, guys. But as Liv said, I have got a very purpose-filled, passion-led business in coaching, life coaching and mindset mentoring, and making sure that people truly untap their best selves and get out of the self-sabotage, get out of their own head and get out of their own way and start living life on their own terms. Because again, like we said in the previous question that you asked, no one is going to do the work for you. No one is coming, and we can continue doing the same thing and nothing changes. Or we can go, cool, there's something in my sight and I want to do it. And there's no better time than now. And in fact, I always say, you know how people go, yeah, do it, start it tomorrow. I'm like, no, you don't start it tomorrow, you start it yesterday. And why do you start it yesterday? Because that you need to start it straight away. So if something is in your mind and it's something right now, thanks, Paula, I just saw that, then you need to go and do it. Don't waste time, just do it. And I always say there's no greater driver in life than need for us men. So as humans, if we need to get something done, we will. So give yourself no option to. Give yourself no fallback. Because if you give yourself fallback, you're already telling yourself yes. It might not work.
Yes, that's true.
And I say this a lot to people that have hobbies that are moving into maybe doing it full time. And that's what they'll say, right? Oh, I'll see how it goes. And I'll just make it a hustle for a bit just on the side. Trust me, when you go all in and you change that to the side to your only focus, there is no way you will make it work because you have to. Again, let that land. There is no greater driver for a man and woman, for anybody as humans, their need. And when you need to make something happen, you will.
And can I just say that? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, can I just say that when I decided to go all in into the life coaching and letting go of the clients that never worked for me, I just gave everything and I told myself I'm not going to go back down and I'm going to make this happen. And right now, like, money's just coming in. And I'm just like, oh. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, like, and you're just so glad.
Yeah, and I never regretted like doing what I really wanted. And I'm earning more than what I used to earn way back when I was like struggling and I was so afraid back then. And now right now I feel so free because I knew that if I do this, I'm going to go all in. Yeah.
Yes.
So I just love and resonated with what you said.
There's power in just going, I'm just going to do.
All
I'm
in.
Just going to do. And don't say I'm going to try. There's no trying.
It's not going to happen.
There is no trying. I say this to people all the time. You either do or you don't. You don't try. You either do or you don't. And that's the thing. And you could say, oh, but happen if I fail. But how about at the end, if things didn't go according to plan, that's feedback to redirect something or change something. Again, there is something. There is a lesson in everything. And there's no fall that you can't climb back out of. If you created that self, you can also get out of it. Absolutely. Yeah. Like wholeheartedly. That's just how it works, and that's just energy exchange, and that's what it takes as well.
But and you know what? Yeah, go ahead.
No, go.
And you know what they say, like when it's not doing anything at all.
Yes, girl, lovely to see you.
Not doing anything at all is not making. It's already a no. So why not just do
100%. 100%.
So that you get either a yes or a no, right?
Yes. Yeah. And remember, like two steps forward and one step back. Let's think about that. You do that again and you get one step back. That's still forward. So like nothing is ever, you know, nothing always goes according to plan. And when you're in serious flow, it absolutely does. All right. But sometimes you've just got this two and one and two and one. And if you can push through the two, sorry, take that back. If you can or like love the two and then push through those back ones and then continue the two, you're still moving forward. And that's, you know, again, we've got to cultivate them because they breed resilience. They breed, okay, we do it again. And I don't care what anyone says. And I heard it, this is, we heard this the last few weeks, that whether it's a business, anything that you put your heart and soul into, it becomes a spiritual journey. Why? Because it will test you in every single facet of the word. So let yourself be tested, because that's growth.
Love this conversation.
So yeah, going back to your question, or what it is that I do, please, if this has landed for you, if anything, are you and you're looking at this going, wow, okay, maybe I do need a life coach, please, head on over to my Insta. It's about when you're choosing and selecting a coach in any capacity, whether that's a business coach, a life coach, a personal trainer, you've got to remember you've always got to have synergy. So you don't just go into anything. You've got to chat with them. True. You've got to see how it works. You've got to see what they might have a niche. They might have an area that they're really passionate about. Make sure who you invest in. And at the end of the day, you're not investing necessarily just in them. You're investing in you. So whoever you invest in, make sure that you are feeling absolutely the F yes in every facet of the word with that person.
Yeah. And I love Nadine, because when she did, like, you have to like try this hypnosis thing with her. Like, it's so crazy. I just love it when we were doing it. And I just really, the first time I saw Nadine, I just really loved her energy. Like, she was like dancing, and we were on Zoom that time. Yeah. So like, if you want someone who you think you can vibe with, and she's really so fun to be with, go ahead, message Nadine. She's the best. Like, I love her. That's why I got her in this call. It's only for the best.
If you'd asked me a couple of years ago, would I be doing hypnosis? I'm like, oh, probably not. Now I'm like, hypnosis changes the world.
Oh my God.
Oh,
anyway.
Thank you, lovely.
Is there anything else?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is there anything else? No. How about you, Libby? Share. I want you, because this has very been about me focus, but what the thing is and what I want you guys to know is the person that's actually hosting this is an incredible being herself. All right, so I'm going to throw this at you. So grab that mic. Can you very quickly tell your story, where you've come from, because I know, and then where you're going, real quick. And remember, we've got an endless supply of energy, you and I.
Yeah.
And that's because we choose that to be so. So it doesn't matter if it's 9, it doesn't matter if it's 2 a.m., you and I can do that. So.
Oh my God, it's the first time that somebody actually gave me the mic, because I just do this. I like interviewing people. But where I came from, it's also like I can relate to Nadine. Like, when you're there at the rock bottom, there's no way, but hey, you can't stay here. You gotta go up. Liv, don't cry. So I've been through, I think for me, the worst. Like, I was alone on this journey. I don't have anyone but myself and my kids. I have to pack up myself and to back myself up, because there was no one there on the other side. And when I started to really believing in myself and doing scary things closed eyes, like, oh, I'm so scared of doing this. And I really believe that, you know what, this won't happen to me if there was no reason. And I kept moving forward, even like, I go back and then I move forward and never stop until I reach, like, this is it. This is finally it. And I understand that everything has to happen for me to get here and have that confidence of speaking to everyone and like telling you, like, hey, can we jump on an interview? Because I really, my goal of, you know, reaching out to people and knowing their stories for me to learn and for everybody to learn and have, you know, have that awareness for everyone as well. That yes, it's possible to change, and you can change your mindset. And once you do that, everything changes as well. So that's the reason why I'm here, and that's a short story. And if we're gonna do it, it's going to be so long. But yeah, that passion came from me knowing that it's so hard to be at the bottom without any light, because I just did, like, I don't have any light. I did it on my own. And when I was at the bottom, I wish someone was there to hold me by the hand and pull me up out of that cave, but nobody was there. So my goal and my passion was to be the one holding their hand going up, because I know how it felt when you were there. Yeah. So yeah, that's it. Thank you so much.
And yeah, you know, that's why you don't have Nadine Muller on your IG live, because she'll throw shit right back at you.
Anyway, I want to thank you. I want want to take this opportunity to thank you for like really just being so game and so being cool and sharing your wisdom to everyone who's here. You're really a light and you really inspire me because, you know, it really backed up the idea that I am doing something that is really, I just needed someone to remind me, yeah, that you're doing a great thing and yeah, you're pushing yourself and yeah, that's a good thing and yeah, you can succeed because of that mindset. So I just really want to thank you for your light, for your energy, for your soul, everything. And yeah,
thank you.
And to everyone who's here, thank you. If you have a message, go ahead. Send Nadine a private message if you're resonating with this live. Yeah. And
yes.
Yeah, I think that's
thank you for your time. From us to you all, thank you so much for reserving space on this Friday night. It's Friday, right? Oh, God, it's Friday.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And as you lead into the weekend, I hope you take time to look after yourself first and foremost. And again, a couple of reminders from tonight. I encourage you to look at what you're doing when you first wake up in the morning and what you do at the very end of the night, and make sure that your priorities fit in there and then.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I love you guys. I love you, Nadine.
Bye. Bye.